Hey, this is Melody Fletcher from Deliberate Receiving, where I explain the law of attraction in a no-nonsense, pragmatic, and actionable way that actually makes some freaking sense. Today's podcast is about being authentic. I've always been a really private person. I'm quite social, don't get me wrong. I love being the life of the party. But if I didn't get at least a little time to myself every day, a little me time, well, I'd get kind of bitchy. It's always just been that way, and I figured it was just part of my personality. But last year, I took a spiritual journey to Peru. I worked with this shaman and took part in some healing ceremonies. I spent 20 days out of a month in this tiny village in the rainforest and slept what can basically be described as an old barn that somebody had divided with a few wooden boards. The bathrooms and the showers were shared, and there was only a thin curtain to guard against prying eyes, but not prying ears, if you know what I mean. The meals were eaten together, and the days were spent lounging about in the same place. This was communal living, and privacy, well, it wasn't really part of the plan. After a couple of weeks, something dawned on me. Even though I hadn't had even a moment to myself for days, even weeks, I hadn't once become irritated. I hadn't snapped at anybody. I hadn't even had to try not to. No one had gotten on my nerves. I was zen as can be, and I realized why. Normally, I'd spend my days in a variety of situations with a variety of people that I felt I couldn't really be myself with. I wore a bunch of different masks, each one carefully constructed to fit the occasion. So I had a boss mask, an employee mask, a family mask, a friend mask, etc., etc. Even if a mask closely resembled me, it only ever showed a small part of who I was. This was how I protected myself. I needed some time every day, just a bit of me time, where I could let all the masks drop. Where I could just be myself. It cost a lot of energy to wear those masks, and when I didn't get a break from the strain of it, my exhaustion and irritation would show through. In Peru, in that little jungle village, for the first time in my life, I really felt that I could just be me. I could be truly authentic. The environment fostered it. I was surrounded by fellow spiritual seekers, and we were all actively working on prying off our own masks. We were supporting each other. There was just no judgment. So you could assume that this was an isolated incident brought about by the people and the place. But something really wonderful happened. When I got home, back to my real life, the masks stayed off. For the most part, I struggled a little bit at first with stressful situations, but I began showing people the real me, the me I'd so carefully guarded all those years, the me I'd been so terrified would be rejected or ridiculed. I'd had a taste of how wonderful and liberating it can be to really truly be yourself, to stop fear from running your life, and it had felt way too great to let it go. So I showed people who I really was, and I prepared for the backlash, which didn't come. Some people were surprised, to be sure, but not everybody. A lot of people reacted more along the lines of, "Yeah, we always suspected that's who you were." It seems that I hadn't hidden the real me all that successfully after all. Some of me had always shone through. And many people reacted really positively, as if my being authentic finally gave them permission to drop their own masks, too. You know, they say that we're supposed to go and find ourselves, implying that we don't really know who we are, and that we need to search outside of ourselves for the answer. Well, I don't think that's it at all. We know who we are, deep down inside. It's the person we so wish we could let ourselves be, but are too afraid to show to the world. It's like we're all still in grade school on the playground, desperately hoping the other kids will like us, and hoping no one knows just what a dork we really are. Except now, as adults, we should know that we're not the only ones who feel that way. We're all desperately afraid of each other, but want nothing more than to connect. We don't have to find ourselves. All we have to do is drop the masks and breathe. The relief that comes with finally showing people who you really are is phenomenal. It's what we all want, to be authentic, to stop being afraid and just let our true selves show through. So what are we afraid of? Well, rejection for one, ridicule for another. Again, we're back on the playground, and we expect at any moment that everyone will gather around us in a circle, pointing and laughing. That doesn't really happen to adults, though, does it? Well, unless you're on a reality TV show. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Let's look at this from an energetic point of view, because, well, that's what I do. Who you really are has a vibration, and generally quite a high one. The masks that we wear can be seen as lower frequencies, which we carry around with us. Protective mechanisms are a response to fear. Let the mechanism go, and you can release the fear. You release the lower frequency and let the higher vibration of who you really are come through. So as you become authentic, you are raising your vibration. The people who are a match to you vibrationally will accept you. And the people who are no longer a match to your new vibration, those who would ridicule you, well, they'll just gravitate right out of your life. They won't have access to you anymore. I realized this experientially when old friends whom I hadn't spoken to in a long time started to contact me out of the blue. At first, I struggled with the idea of showing them the real me, sans protective masks, but then I realized that if they couldn't handle my new vibration, they wouldn't have contacted me. They never would have had the impulse to call or email. They wouldn't have even thought of me, because the law of attraction wouldn't have given them access to a vibration that they weren't close to. So I sucked it up, and I just showed them who I honestly was. And the reaction was without fail a wonderful surprise. When you're truly being authentic, you give those around you permission to be authentic as well. You communicate differently. You stop wasting your time on superficial conversations designed to mask what everyone's really thinking. You really talk to people, really connect to people. All of your relationships become deeper and more honest, and you stop being so exhausted all the time. It costs a great deal of energy to wear those masks. Being yourself feels easy and light in comparison. And sure, there's still some fear, especially in the beginning. But remember that most people will have sensed your real self anyway, on some level. They won't be all that surprised. Start today. Be authentic with one person. Now, you might choose someone you love, or it might be much easier with a stranger. Be who you really are with the checkout lady at the supermarket. See how it feels. You'll make her day and yours. I promise you, the first time you do it, you'll be terrified. But you know what? Do it anyway. The first time someone accepts you, or just doesn't reject you, the real you, you'll realize how silly it was to be afraid. And you'll realize how wonderful it feels to be well and truly free. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings, and to download a free ebook explaining how the Law of Attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.